Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
We had Ron Washington in studio a couple days ago, the new Rangers manager, and he said that he went to Tom Hicks' mansion and that the Rangers owner actually cooked him burgers. So that sounded like a really weird scene. So we decided to get the Rangers owner on the phone with us. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is not only the Rangers owner, but the Stars owner, Tom Hicks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations on finding a new manager.
Well, we're very pleased with the hire of Ron Washington. Being a rich white man, I'm used to hiring good black help.
Oh, gosh.
For our ball club, Gary Matthews Jr., Al Oliver.
You didn't hire Al Oliver.
So I figured I'd invite Ron over for a nice meal at my sprawling mansion.
Yeah.
And I asked him what he wanted for dinner, and he said hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a little ghetto.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. Hicks.
But I obliged, so my plan was to give him a hamburger, something he's familiar with, and then serve up some specialties of the Hicks family menu.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, after we all gathered in the large room, John Daniels, Ron Washington, Ian Kinsler, we all sat down on the cushions, and we started off with imported Turkish belly dancers.
Oh, wow.
They erotically danced for us and draped us with golden tapestries.
Well, that is extravagance that you'd only find in a mansion like that.
Before being led off to Slaughter.
Oh, wow.
Slaughter, Texas. That was where their next gig was.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Then we all spent half an hour on the hookah, smoking opium.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
So,
Ron Washington is just, Ron's going along with this just to try to get the job?
I told him that's, what we, that's the way we roll, I guess, down here in Texas, as he would say.
So, jeez.
After chasing the dragon there for 30 minutes, we served him my kind of food. We served filet of unicorn, dragon eggs, and bonobo monkey liver sauteed in the blood of ligers.
Ligers. Boy, that's something that only someone as rich as you could afford to serve.
And I think Ron enjoyed it. Ron and I shared meaningful glances across glasses of tremendously vintage wine.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I, of course, was drinking out of the Holy Grail.
Gosh.
Ron just had a regular glass, but after the meal, we headed into the vomitorium.
What's that?
Where we expelled the contents of our bellies into the waiting mouths of peasants.
Gosh.
I have peasants that have set up a shanty town in my northern acreage. So they come in at dusk for feeding.
This is Tom Hicks with us talking about the night he hired Ron Washington, if you're just joining us.
Then after the vomitorium, we went into the opium den again and enjoyed my ancient Etruscan phallus collection.
What an out-of-control evening.
Then we had an impromptu sword fight using the femurs of the apostles. And then Ron and I got to horsing around until we fell into each other's arms and shared a long-awaited kiss.
Long-awaited?
quite a magical evening.
So you think he's going to be a good manager?
Not only do I think he's going to be a good manager, I think in 9 months you will see Ron Washington have a mulatto love at baby Tom Hicks. Good morning, man.
I don't think that's physically possible. Sounds like his love for Ron Washington's getting a bit carried away.
Yeah, a little strange.